Hello and welcome to The DeMartini Show, an educational podcast designed to help you create greater empowerment in your life. If you'd love to understand how your subcortical emotions can hijack your more rational brain, then stay tuned. In this episode, Dr. DeMartini explains how balancing your perceptions can help you regain control, think more clearly, and master your mental faculties and your life. The show is hosted, of course, by Dr. John DeMartini, a human behavior expert, internationally published author, and a global educator with over 5 decades of research into maximizing human awareness and potential. He's on a mission to help you master your mind and live a truly fulfilled life. Each week, he shares insights into human behavior that can help you to understand yourself and others, while also giving you practical tools to expand your power, your influence, and your inspiration. Before we begin, if you'd love to access the links or show notes from this episode, just know that you can find them in the episode description. And if you're new here, be sure to follow The DeMartini Show so that you never miss a new release. Now, let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode, How Your Emotions Hijack the Brain. Enjoy.
You have probably had moments in your life where you've had an emotional reaction and basically kind of went berserk. And you didn't allow your reasoning mind to take control, and you kind of got hijacked by your perceptions and the emotions that are associated with them. And I'd like to talk about that for a moment and elaborate on what's happening with that and what you can do about it. You have two types of thinking, according to some researchers. You have a rapid systems one thinking, where you are in survival and you emotionally react quickly to emergencies where you don't have time to think. This is when a car's about to hit you, or a spider jumps in front of you, or something that you're emotive about. And then you have systems two thinking, where you actually have time to reason and think and kind of break things down and decide how you're going to respond. Think before you react. The first one is react before you think. Now, the first one, systems one thinking, is predominantly an amygdala, a subcortical nuclei, the subcortical area of the brain called the amygdala. It basically assigns emotional charge to events that we experience and makes us either seek or avoid. If it's something we're out of control with an impulse to seek, we might see a pretty girl or a pretty guy or a handsome guy or whatever, and we go, whoa, and we're kind of out of control. Or we might see somebody we really dislike or see some event that we don't like and may react. And anytime we are infatuated with something or resentful to something, those highly polarized emotional states occupy space and time in our mind and run us. We have intrusive thoughts. It's difficult to sleep. It's difficult to focus. We can't concentrate because we're distracted by these highly polarized ratios of perception. Our ratios of perception determine whether we're in systems one or systems two thinking. If we have a balanced ratio of perception, we go to systems two and we're reasonable. If we have an imbalanced ratio of perception, we go to systems one and we're unreasonable. We're emotive and reactive, impulsive, instinctual, survival responses. This is called amygdala hijacking. It's hijacked us from reason. But if we bring those back into balance, we calm ourselves down, we govern ourselves, we take ourselves up into the medial prefrontal cortex, which is where systems two thinking is, and we now bring ourselves back into a reasonable response. Think before we react. Now, most of the time, because the diameter of the neurons in the lower subcortical nuclei are larger and react faster because of emergency, most of the time we're going to react, and then we're going to come back and come think about it. Think about how we reacted. But if we train ourselves by changing the ratios of our perceptions of events in advance and already see both sides of an event, so it's not polarized, we can stare in a sense and not be hijacked and actually, with foresight, know how to bring ourselves back into reason before we have those. This is a training that martial artists do and people in any field can master. So I want you to imagine that if you have a perfectly balanced perspective, you see the positives equaling the negatives. the negatives equaling the positives, a perfectly balanced state. Systems two comes on, your medial prefrontal cortex is in reason, it's objective, you're seeing what's actually there, both sides of what's there. But if you polarize it to one side or the other, the more polarized it becomes, the more the amygdala comes in line. Because in a sense, the amygdala is preparing us for things that we seek, which represent prey, and we don't want to starve, so we want to capture it, or things we want to avoid, which represents predator, that we want to escape. So we have an alert reaction. That's why we can't sleep at night, because we're under an alert that we don't want to starve, we don't want to get eaten. So being eaten or not eating keep us awake. So what's interesting is if we go in there and take the thing that we think we're infatuated with, let's say we meet a very handsome guy or a pretty girl, and at first we're conscious of the upsides and unconscious of the downsides, and we're highly polarized, there's way more positives than negatives. If we imagine and start creating a fantasy about what the future is going to be by interacting with this person, and it's way more positives than negatives, or all positive, no negatives, we won't be able to sleep. We'll be hijacked by the amygdala. We'll be living in a fantasy. We'll be dwelling on it throughout the night, imagining this fantasy, and we can't get it out of our mind. We can't get them out of our mind. We think that there's, many people confuse this with love. It's just a romantic fantasy, but sometimes confused with love, puppy love. The same thing if all of a sudden we're conscious of the downsides and unconscious of the upsides. If that's mild, we're not distracted too much. But if it goes into extreme, all negatives, no positives. You know, I hate that person. I don't want to ever see that person. Then what happens is now we're, again, hijacked. So anytime we have an imbalanced ratio of perceptions, we get hijacked. And our amygdala comes online because we're assuming that whatever we're perceiving and judging, we've assigned a valency, a positive, negative valent charge to it. We have an emotion of seek or avoid, and now it occupies space and time in our mind and runs us, and we can't get it out of our mind. And that's because we're designed to capture prey and run from predators. So if we have these aligned, we're not going to go to sleep. We're going to be wide awake. We're going to be distracted by it. But as long as we have any imbalanced ratios of perception, the hijacking occurs. Mildly, if you have a 2-to-1 ratio, more if it's 3-to-1, 4-to-1, 5-to-1. If it's infinity one and there's all positive, no negative, or all negative, no positive, we can't control it. There's no way we can control it. The impulses and instincts to seek and avoid are going to be completely overruling us. And we're out of control. We're ungoverned, out of control, now trapped in our affections, as Aristotle called them, or the passions. Passion, by the way, the etymology of passion comes from passio and pati, which means to suffer. Because when we're highly infatuated or highly resentful, we tend to want to change ourselves into others or change others into ourselves, which is futile. And we have the suffering of the futility and non-sustainability of those states. So these passions are ungoverned, uncontrolled states. They're necessary for survival, but not necessary for thrival. The systems two thinking is for thrival. It's designed for objectives, strategic planning, executing plans, and embracing the pleasures and pains and the difficulties and eases and the negatives and positives equally in the pursuit of something meaningful, the mean between the pairs of opposites. So if we balance our ratios of perception, we can activate level two. And that's the whole reason I developed the DeMartini method that I present in the Breakthrough Experience, my signature program, to help people cognitively, repeatedly, methodically, scientifically, to bring those misperceptions or imbalanced perceptions back into balance. Because if you think about it, you've been in a situation, you've been infatuated with somebody for a period of time. And over time, days, weeks, or months, doesn't usually take years, you start to discover the things you infatuated with, you start to discover downsides. So instead of having the wisdom of the ages with the aging process, you can have the wisdom of the ages without the aging process by asking quality questions to make you cognizant of that which you're unconscious of. So if you're seeing only the positives, then a quality question is, what is the downside to what I'm perceiving? In other words, and what's interesting is a woman's intuition does this when she meets a really handsome guy or a really attractive guy. Her intuition, her impulse says, oh, I got to have that guy. I want that guy. But the intuition says, too good to be true. Don't rush. Don't be gullible. Don't be vulnerable. Take your time. Be patient. Your intuition is always trying to reveal to the unconscious side of the equation that your impulses are making you overlook. So the impulses are making you, the amygdala's impulses are making you think, I got to have that. It's all positive, no negative. Your intuition is coming in and saying, well, where's the downside? Keep your eyes open. Don't be gullible. To try to point out the unconscious. So the conscious and unconscious are balanced. So you're fully conscious. You see both sides simultaneously. If you've been with somebody for a period of time, you're married to somebody maybe, or long-term relationship, you eventually discover the things you like and dislike. And if I asked you, if you just met somebody, what are the downsides? If you're enamored with them, you'd have difficulty rattling them off. But if you've been with them for a year, you'd be able to rattle off the things you like and dislike. It'd be more of a balance. And so now you have more of an objective view. You're more stable. You're less emotional. You're less attracted or repelled. You're more centered. And you're able to be yourself. See, when you infatuate with somebody, you minimize yourself and you're not being yourself and you'll sacrifice for them. And then when you turn around and resent them, now you're conscious of the downsides, unconscious of the upsides. And now when that happens and you're angry and resentful to them, you start to ask, the female will ask, well, there's got to be meaning and purpose on why this is happening. There's got to be a reason for this. And to try to lift it up and find the upsides to stabilize you. It's kind of like a homeostat trying to bring you back into balance, a negative feedback cybernetics to try to get you back into your objective state, your authentic state, a balanced state. Nature is trying to take these perturbations, these oscillations, and bring them back into balance. So if you ask quality questions, which is what the DeMartini method is, it's a series of very precise questions to ask, one, whatever I see in that individual, where do I do it? Things I admire or despise. And the things I admire, what are the downsides? And the things I despise, what are the upsides? And if you look, instead of having the wisdom of the ages with the aging process, you get to see it right away. And now you have foresight instead of learning through trial and error. When you're in systems one thinking, you learn only through trial and error, and you learn over time, and you age. If you go in and ask those questions, you accelerate the learning process, you shorten the amount of entropy, which means missing information, which is the unconscious, and you now see the hidden order and balance the equation, and now systems two comes in. The medial prefrontal cortex governs the amygdala, takes out the hijacking, and allows you to be reasonable again, and now see both sides and not emotionally react. You now have love for somebody because love's the synthesis of these two sides, but not an emotional reaction, a hijacking by the amygdala. So if you are imbalanced in your ratio, your amygdala wins. If you're balanced in the ratio, your executive center wins. In Scientific American, I believe September to October 2022, a fantastic article on how the medial prefrontal cortex is kind of the seat of the self. The identity of self occurs because it's the integrative center. And when we actually are authentic, these two polarities are balanced and we have a gamma synchronicity, they call it in the brain, where there's not a delta wave or a beta wave, it's not an alpha or a theta wave, it's a synthesis and a gamma synchronicity in the brain, then the brain waves, and there's an aha moment and a eureka moment. We see the order in our apparent chaos, and we don't have this polarity of perception, we have this neutrality of perception, and we're poised, we're present, we're purposeful, we're patient, we're now present, and that's the state of you know, synthesis and synchronicity of these opposites. So I tell people, if you want to have an increasing probability of not being hijacked and more centered and reasonable, then learn to ask quality questions. The quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. If you ask questions that help you equilibrate the mind and liberate yourself from the intrusive thoughts and those impulses and instincts of the amygdala, then you are basically centered and you're empowered. If you're not, you're disempowered. Whenever you infatuate or resent and you have imbalanced rays of perception, the external world runs you because of the misperception. Anytime you balance the equation, hold yourself accountable to balance the balance sheet, you're in command of your life. You're directed intrinsically from within instead of out. That's why I said on the movie many years ago, 20 years ago, when the voice and the vision on the inside is louder than the opinions on the outside, you've begun to master your life. You're master of destiny instead of victim of history. Now, what's interesting is anytime you have something that has got a negative charge on it or a positive charge, the amygdala assigns the positive negative charge to it. It puts it in, stores it in the hippocampus, which is an area on the two sides of the brain, and it stores it as episodic memories, which identifies where it was, when it was, what it was, the content, the context, the direction, the distance, and all the details about it, and stores it there for future use in case that happens again and you've got another predator, or happens again, you got another prey, so you can escape and you can capture. So it's going to store any imbalanced races of perception. It's going to keep running your mind. That was called the karmic wheel in Buddhism. Anything that's emotionally charged that you've caused you pleasure or pain in your perception runs your life until you balance it, until you're on the middle path, the dharmic path. So we have the capacity to ask those questions and equilibrate our mind and take command of our life. And so that, again, that's the purpose of the Demartini method, which is a series of very methodical questions to take perceptions that are hijacking us, that are occupying space and time in our mind, and going in there and asking methodical questions to see the side that you're overlooking. If you're infatuated, what's the downside? If you're resentful, what's the upside? Where do I do the same thing so I'm not judging? If they had done the opposite in that moment, what would have been the drawback or benefit? And it is a series of questions to bring yourself back into poise and presence and empowerment again. Because otherwise you're disempowered, because you're trying to run from that which is unavoidable and trying to seek that which is unobtainable. Because when you get the capture, when you capture the person you're infatuated with, you discover it wasn't what you thought. And when you avoid something that you're trying to avoid, you find out the thing gave you benefits. There were insights that came from it. You became more independent when they challenged you. And you became more dependent when they you admired them. You become juvenilely dependent to things you infatuate with. You become precociously independent for things you resent. So you don't realize there's two sides there the whole time, but you weren't seeing it because of the imbalanced ratio. You were then externally driven by these misperceptions, and the hijacking occurs, and then you're not really present with your real authentic state. You're in a false reality instead of what's actually there. The quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. So if you ask questions that equilibrate your mind, you liberate yourself from these intrusive thoughts, and you give yourself permission to take command of your life again. When you're back in your executive center, in your medial prefrontal cortex, back in an objective state, systems two thinking, you now have the ability to have foresight, planning, again, strategic planning, executing plans. You're able to mitigate risks. You're able to see both sides of things. You're able to be able to embrace both pain and pleasure in the pursuit of something purposeful and meaningful. There's more meaning in life. You see things as they actually are. You self-actualize. You go from survival to security, to socialization, to self-esteem, to self-actualization in Maslow's pathway. So all it is simply the ability to bring your perceptions back into balance. So the amygdala is hijacking, or the emotional distractions that we have in life are nothing more than ratios of perception. Everything that you have that has any emotion, the emotion itself is nothing but a ratio of perceptions. And if I change the ratios of perception with the method, my Demartini method, I can take whatever you're feeling about somebody and I can neutralize it. I've had people that think there's trauma out there, which just means that they perceive way more negatives than positives, or ecstasy out there, where they perceive way more positives than negatives. If I ask them quality questions and hold them accountable to just simply answer them, I can take the trauma and find the benefits and upsides to it, and all of a sudden the post-traumatic stress response disappears, and you have post-traumatic growth. And then you realize that it wasn't even a trauma. It was just simply you labeled it a trauma because you didn't see the upsides at the time. So instead of having the wisdom of the ages with the aging process, you can go in right in that moment and find the upsides and calm down the reaction and the hijacking of the amygdala. The same thing with ecstasy. I had had people sometimes go and even take hallucinogens or whatever and have these manic episode experiences. And then I go in there and I go into those moments and I show them the downsides to it and calm them back down because they get lost in the fantasy of some sort of a pseudo-spiritual experience. And so we sometimes can get distracted by these manic, depressive, seek or avoid impulse and instinct hijacking responses instead of holding ourselves accountable to bring those back into balance. And we can do it cognitively. That's one thing you have the power to do. You have the power to change your perceptions, decisions, and actions in life. And if you can take the and ask questions and answer questions and hold yourself accountable, you can change your perception, which impacts your decision, which impacts your actions. You can take command of your life and go back into systems to thinking where you're back in control and executive of your life. You're master of destiny, not victim of history. But if not, I assure you, irrespective of time or space, anything that's imbalanced, that's stored in the subconscious mind, as they call it, the amygdala and hippocampus is what's called the subconscious mind, anything that's stored there will keep repeating itself and you'll keep dealing with it. You'll have anxieties or fantasies that'll keep surfacing until those are brought into balance. And it won't let you forget those. It'll make sure that you address those over time, because anything that you don't see both sides of and don't love will run your life until you love it and bring it back into balance and bring reason to it.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at the Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
So, you know, people think, well, that the emotions are where it's at, but the emotions are feedback mechanisms to let you know where you have an imbalanced ratio of perception. And the transcendental feelings of gratitude or grace, love, inspiration, enthusiasm, true enthusiasm, not excitement, true enthusiasm, certainty and presence, I call them the six transcendentals, they're feelings of confirmation of authenticity and a balanced state of mind. They're systems to thinking at its finest. So you're not going to get rid of feelings, but you're going to transform the polarized emotional feelings that are basically distracting you and occupying space and time in your mind into transcendental feelings where you have deep appreciation and love. You see the hidden order in the apparent chaos. In information theory, anytime you have missing information, you have entropy, and that's what all the emotions, and they're gravitational. They tend to weigh you down, emotional baggage. The second you see the other side of the equation, balance the equation, find the upsides to the downs and the downside of the ups and equilibrate them and bring yourself into equanimity and equity between you and other people that you're perceiving, you are poised again and you now radiate instead of gravitate. You expand instead of contract. You're enlightened up instead of weighed down. And you're basically inspired instead of despired. And you're not trying to change you relative to others or others relative to you. You realize the way it is, as it is something to be grateful for. Your gratitude levels go up. Your fulfillment level goes up. And that's why the whole reason I put together the DeMartini Method over the last 53 years to help people cognitively, reproducibly, scientifically, create that state so they can liberate themselves from a bunch of emotional baggage that's running their life. And some people run the story and run the narrative and try to tell people how, as a victim of history, how that terrible thing occurred or how that great thing occurred. And they're caught in their nightmares and fantasies, and it runs their life when they don't have to. It's simply taking command of the questions you ask and just know that if you ask the right question and balance out the mind and bring that ratio of perception back into balance, you take command. You're back in the game again. You're poised and present and purposeful. So that's what I wanted to share, that you can allow your brain to hijack you by having imbalanced ratios of perception, or you can allow your brain to empower you by balancing them. And you have the capacity. It's not what happens to you out there. You know, William James said the greatest discovery of his generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their perceptions and attitudes of mind. You have the capacity to alter your whole perception of reality. And it's not out there. It's your perception of what's out there. It's a self-reflective universe, you might say. So you can create it. Some people don't want to do it. They want to blame and they want to give credit. They want to blame something, a villain. They want to give credit to some hero. They want some demon and they want some angel, if you will. These are dissociative states from your own cause and effect. And when I always say that no real therapy is complete until cause equals effect in space-time. As long as you dissociate with those causalities and have false causalities and that over there caused me pain and that over there caused me pleasure, and you don't realize that you have the capacity to change your racism perception, you disempower your life. Anaxagoras, 2,500 years ago, addressed that, and C.S. Lewis did, and Kipling did, and many others have done that through the centuries to try to let people know, and the Stoics did that, the Buddha did that, even Plato described the accessing the strange admixture of the pain and pleasure simultaneously is what liberates the soul. So we basically have the capacity to take empowerment back and not let the world on the outside dictate our how we are functioning. You know, the hierarchy of our values dictates our destiny. And if we live in our highest value, which is why I tell people live by priority, you have the highest probability of objectivity. The blood glucose and oxygen goes into the forebrain, activates systems too. But if you're not living by priority and you're doing what everybody else expects you by duty, instead of finding out how whatever's going on is serving your highest value, you're automatically in your amygdala, the blood glucose and oxygen goes there, and now you're more likely to be reactive and misperceive and exaggerate and minimize things. The reason why we distort our reality when we're in our amygdala is because we need to be able to accelerate with false positives our perception of positive or negative to capture prey and to avoid predator. So we have to distort things with our amygdala, and we bring things back into objective reason and when we're in our executive center. The executive center above governs the one below, and it uses the transmitters glutamate and GABA to calm down the impulses and instincts so we get back into reason again. And we want it. We don't want all the drama. You know, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you really don't want all the drama. You want a reasonable individual, somebody that's stable. And this is basically what it is. So that's why taking the time to come into the breakthrough experience and learn the DeMartini method, the questions to help you see both sides of things so you can bring yourself back into reason and stabilize yourself and not have an accumulation of all the drama building up in your life where we accentuate the traumas and ecstasies and fantasy and nightmares and fantasies and being polarized and unstable and having these mood swings and emotions all the time, instead of actually being stable and being able to be present. And that's why those questions can make a difference. There's absolutely no reason why you can't master those questions and learn those questions and liberate yourself and bring yourself back into yourself. Your authentic self is, whenever you're living by your very highest value, you're authentic. Whenever you're authentic, you're poised. And there's a way of accessing that cognitively. You know, instead of sitting there, now you can meditate and eventually get to that state, and that's great. That's very useful. But there's a cognitive way of doing it that is a reproducible way that'll take you there every time. And it's just asking those questions and liberating yourself. So you can either be run by hijacking of the amygdala, or you can be by your emotions and be volatile, or you can actually center yourself. You have that choice. I just wanted to elaborate on that in this presentation just to make you think about it. But just to know that you have the power to ask the questions to liberate yourself so you can be poised and present and powerful. And that's what I brought you to today, that idea, and the DeMartini method and the breakthrough experience is designed for that purpose. So you can take command of your life and be master of destiny, not victim of history.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.